message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
It's a privilege to be here tonight, and we give God all the glory tonight. God has been dealing with us in diverse ways from the day one, day two, and today the day three. I'm sure that every one of us here would not go back the same. I've already started enjoying the benefits of 12 days of empowerment. And honestly, I wish it can be prolonged, because I know as each day unfolds, my blessings are increasing. Tell your neighbor, my blessings are increasing. As each day unfolds, my blessings are increasing. And so shall it be for you in Jesus' name. Whatever has come with you tonight that looks like a challenge, today the Lord will visit you. Tonight we are going to be speaking on breaking forth via blessings. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 1 verse 28. Breaking forth via blessings. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 1 verse 28. I read. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Hallelujah. When God made man, that was the first blessing he proclaimed to man. And what was it? His blessing. He said, be fruitful. 1. Multiply. 2. Replenish the earth. 3. Subdue it. 4. Have dominion. 5. Hallelujah. And God in these areas blessed man. Hallelujah. Blessings far exceed money. If you don't know the difference between blessing, people think blessing is when you are blessed, when you have money. They are two different things. Blessings outweigh far, far. It's like the difference between sleep and death. You know, you're about to say, oru atiku, they are two different things. Blessings far outweigh money. When you are blessed, you have so much. And when you are blessed of the Lord, hallelujah. Tonight, we are going to be looking at so many issues or so many things on the word blessings. What is blessing itself? Blessings is the supernatural empowerment of God unto maximal and optimal existence. Blessing is the supernatural empowerment of God unto maximal and optimal existence. The blessing of God is what makes a man to live optimal, to live at his optimal, to live optimally. It is the blessings of God upon a man that makes you live life to its fullest. Somebody will say, I'm living life to the fullest. You cannot live life to its fullest if you are not blessed of the Lord. Hallelujah. Tonight, you will receive the blessing. You cannot live a substandard life or an average life if you are blessed of the Lord. I heard a message sometime. One of our fathers in the Lord, Pastor Iyi Adeboye, he was saying something. He said, he met a man that ran to him one day, and the man knelt down and said, sir, just pray for me. Sir, just pray for me. And then he looked at the man and said, the Lord bless you. The man said amen and did not stand up from the floor. He said, no, sir, pray for me very well. And then our daddy in the Lord said, that covers everything. Perhaps that young man does not know the meaning of that word. When somebody says God bless you, especially when it's of a higher authority, God bless you, it encompasses everything. Whatever it is that you think, what is in that man's heart might be probably, you don't understand my situation, I need money. It is encompassed in the blessing. Oh, you don't understand my situation, I need children. It is encompassed in the blessing. Oh, I need business to boom. It is encompassed in the blessing. Oh, enemies are fighting me. It is encompassed in the blessing. Because when God blesses you, the Bible, we read a part yesterday where Pastor read for us that said God so blessed that man that he made him fear. He put his fear into the hearts of his enemies. That's blessing. When God blesses you, God blessed Isaac so much that the Philistines began to envy him. They ran. He said, this one is too much. He alone, his own blessings, patapata, it was more than a nation. Why? Because of the blessings. The kind of blessings I'm talking about tonight are the kind of blessings that will terrify your enemies. Hallelujah. When they say God bless you, that blessing, especially if it is coming from a man of authority in terms of spirituality, just hold on to it and immediately claim amen. Because so many things will answer for you via that prayer. The blessings of God are powerful. Tonight you will receive that blessing. I say tonight you will receive that blessing. There is nothing greater in life than God's blessing. One of the most powerful forces on earth is the blessings of God. Abraham, we are talking about him till eternity. We are still talking about Abraham. What made him different was the blessing of God he carried. Abraham, Isaac, they carried blessing. Jacob, they carried blessing. I know something about blessing. When God blesses you, it's beyond you. It's transgenerational. Abraham was blessed. Isaac benefited from it. Till we are still saying, Father Abraham has many sons. Many sons. Who are his sons? I am one of them, and so are you. So let us, you know, we are all still children of Abraham. We still pray, Lord, bless me like Father Abraham. He was blessed, and it's how many generations ago? Like, heaven knows, million. How many years? I don't even know how many years. I'm not a geographer, but you can imagine that kind of years. We are still referring to him. You know, let's not be, if Jesus tarries is coming, some of us here will be blessed, and 100 years from now, people are still talking about you. That cannot happen by human blessing. It can. Humans will bless you. And sometimes, permit me to say this in Yoruba, they say, oh, Siregu, they will sit down with the blessing. If not for me in your life, ooh, you have been. You understand? But when God blesses you, no man, where is the man that will recognize it? If not for me, who are you? But when God blesses you, crave whatever you crave for in life, crave for the blessings of God. Quickly, we are going to be looking at the impact of that blessing, or how powerful is that blessing I'm talking about. Number one, the blessing impacts supernatural force for the commencement of new beginnings. It impacts supernatural force for the commencement of new beginnings. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 28 that we read earlier, God gave an instruction. God blessed Adam. God was the only thing he used in blessing him. He said, God blessed Adam and said unto him, be fruitful, multiply. God did not give Adam money. God gave him the blessing. It was when God blessed him, he came forth. He started naming every living thing. He named the animal. He gave them so many diverse names. The blessings of God is what? It gives you a supernatural force that impacts new beginnings. Adam started afresh. He wouldn't have known what to do, how to do it. But what happened to him? Via the blessings of God, he knew what to do. Brethren, whenever you find yourself in a new environment, new place, whatever it looks new, to start off, the blessings of God upon your life is the needed thing. Look at Genesis chapter 9, verse 1. In that area, Noah, God had destroyed the whole earth, and something happened. Noah had to start afresh. And what did God do in Genesis chapter 9, verse 1? And God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, look, because he knows that without the blessing, you cannot start forth in a new environment, a new place. Brethren, the blessing is so much that wherever you find yourself, when you carry the blessing, you must prosper. Why? Because you carry it. Tonight you will carry it. I said tonight you will carry it. When this ministry was about to start, many people, many friends of us, of our pastor, say, I had so many side talks. Why do you want to leave the banking system to come into the ministry? For what? Initially, too, I was skeptical. I said, I'll go and pray about it. And then I said, praying. You know, because he had a good job, good salary. And then I'm like, what do you want to go and sit down to do ministry for? But let me tell you something. Because of the blessing of God upon his life, he was not afraid to start off. When it is God that has blessed you, wherever you find yourself, to begin, to commence, would not be a problem. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, tonight is my night. Number two, quickly, impact, or how powerful is the blessing? Number two, it activates potentials and gifts. It activates potentials and gifts. Genesis chapter 39, verse 2 to 3. I'll quickly read. Genesis 39, verse 2 to 3. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. Verse 3. And his master saw, I'm laying emphasis on what I want us to look at very well. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to do what? To prosper in his hands. If you go back to verse 2, it says, and the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man. Hello, Joseph was a slave. Hello, there is no amount of big boy, house boy can do Alright? A slave is a slave. I don't even think he may be able to have any money like that. Because he's still a slave in his master's house. The Bible made us understand. The Bible says he was prosperous. How can a man be prosperous when he doesn't have physical cash? He doesn't have physical cash. If he had the physical cash, I'm sorry to say, perhaps when the wife of Potiphar lied against him, he would have said, "You, ha, who many things, even if I'm a houseboy, hey, what's up? Mumbo, let me call my lawyer. Lawyer Kiyamu. Yes. Please, I want to sue. For you to sue your guy, you know that you must have your pocket. Pastor will say you must be pocketically loaded. You understand? But he didn't have a shinshi. No money. He was, but yet the Lord, the Bible made us understand that he was a prosperous man. Blessings is so heavy that it may not appear physically yet in cash. But Joseph himself was a mobile irrigation. Hallelujah. He was himself prosperous. Why? Because of the blessings of God that he carried. Note, this man, he said it's blessings, impact of blessings, it activates potentials and gifts in you. Anywhere Joseph found himself, he was loved. He was preferred. Not because of anything, but because he carried the blessing. Everything he did, the Bible said in Genesis, it said the master left it to him because he was one, it seemed as if he knows how to do everything. The blessing activates potentials and gifts in you. Whatever you think you are not doing well, when you carry God's blessing, honestly, you will be the best. Haven't you seen places whereby somebody will make a mistake and they will still ignore it? Why? Because you it's not as if you are the best, but because you carry something, they just prefer you above others. He was in the prison. Yes, immediately they landed there. What did they call the head prisoner? The chief warder noticed him. Not because of anything, but what? He carried something unusual. The blessing, there is nowhere you find yourself. It activates potentials and gifts in you. Tonight, whatever that looks hidden concerning you, the blessing as it comes on you afresh tonight will bring it out in the name of Jesus. I said the blessing will bring it out in the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter the kind of job you do, as long as it's legit. It doesn't matter the kind of job you do. Whatever you do, whenever you do it, when you carry the blessing, you will be prosperous. Tell your neighbor, I will be prosperous. You know something? The blessing was upon Jacob. So much, he got into Laban's house. And what happened to him? It was activated. Jacob didn't have go to school for any animal husbandry. He did not go to school to do how do they match animals? Genetics. He did not go to any school to study it. But something happened. He carried the blessing. And you know something? Laban himself knew. When Jacob, he said, "I have learned by experience." He knew it, that ever since you came into this house, my things have increased for me. And because of that, he wanted to hold on to Jacob for the rest of his life. But you know something? A blessed man, he was blessed of God. He can, even when your physical or your earthly boss or employer cheats you or are mean, but God in himself still found a way to favor him. Jacob was favored. He couldn't have. He carried that blessing. And so what? He didn't go to school for anything. But via the blessings of God, he learned how to. God showed him in a revelation. And what happened? Brethren, revelation is what you need. No matter the PhD, MSc, MRR, RRS, just name them. Keep naming them. It doesn't transform. It's good to have certificates. Don't get me wrong. But that in itself alone, it's not enough to make a man get to his destiny. But when you carry God's blessing, hello, I've seen people that have just SSC certificates. They are in existence, so I won't mention names. Yes, they carried God's blessing and God prospered them. If you carry the blessing of God, whatever you do, as long as it is legit, the Lord will bless. He will give you revelation. Tonight you will enjoy revelation in the name of Jesus. Number three, quickly. It imparts a supernatural force that positions people for generational impact. the impact, we are talking about the impact of the blessing. Well, how powerful is the blessing? Number three, it impacts a supernatural force that positions people for generational impact. Abraham was so blessed, but he was blessed beyond his generation. He was positioned for what? For generational impact. We are still talking about Father Abraham today because of the nature of that blessing. Many of our fathers in the faith, talking of the Pastor E. Adeboye, God has used them to do so many things that even when they go, people will still be talking about them. Hallelujah. Our fathers, Bishop David Oyedepo, Pastor Paul Enenche, Pastor V. Okuforiji, you know, God has been so using this man that even when they go, many, many years after, the impact God has done in their lives is transgenerational. Hallelujah. The Lord will use you tonight for transgenerational impact. The kind of blessing coming on you tonight will be transgenerational. When you carry God's blessing, you cannot carry God's blessing and people won't be aware. It is noticeable. It is evident. You cannot carry it and it is hidden. It is not possible. Your generation cannot claim ignorance of that blessing that you carry. Tonight, the Lord is going to bless somebody anew. When you are blessed of God, you can't be a spectator at all. You are a participant. Tell your neighbor, I'm a participant. Something comes on you and makes you have answers for solutions. Something comes on you. It was operational in the life of Daniel. Daniel was a man that carried so much of that blessing that presidents came and left. Presidents came and left. Nebuchadnezzar came and left. He was still relevant. Nebuzaradan came and left. Was still relevant. Darius came and left. Many came and he was. What made him? It's not as if he has any special brain. You know, whenever somebody is a bookworm in Ife, then we usually call them inwi. What is inwi in English? Praise the Lord. Genius. All right. So we usually call them genius. It's not as if Daniel himself was a genius. Hello. We even call some people that know book. They said they are. You know, we human beings are Homo sapiens. But whenever we see somebody that knows book too much, we say he's Homo sapiens sapiens. His own is double. Praise the Lord. So Daniel was almost appear. He was a normal human being, but something distinguished him. The blessing of the Lord made him so relevant that in and out of presidents, he was still relevant. Tonight you will receive the blessings anew. When you carry the blessing, you are a solution. In your class, you become the preferred. In your place of work, you become the preferred. Not because you are better, you know. If you carry that blessing so much, sometimes people haven't come in contact with you in person. But mere seeing you, they just fall in love with you. I've seen it happen. And some people, on the other hand, when they carry the curses, they book for an interview. Mere citing the person. It has happened to me, I've been talking to somebody probably for an interview or something, and I found out that I just don't know why. I just don't like this person. And I'm sorry. It happens. Tonight, the Lord will bless you anew. When you carry the blessing, some people haven't encountered you yet. You haven't said who you are. You haven't said what qualification you have. You haven't even met, they just love you. They just love you. They just want you to be with them. Why? It is because of that blessing that you carry. The Lord will give you that blessing anew tonight. In the name of Jesus. You know, God cursed Adam. God told me in the beginning, I said, curse is the ground for your sake. It will not yield for you its strength. Okay? It means the earth will not cooperate with you. When somebody is cursed, the earth will not cooperate with you. But for you and I, tonight, the earth will cooperate with you. Systems will cooperate with you. Organizations will cooperate with you. In the name of Jesus. When you carry the blessings of the Lord, everything will cooperate with you. Why? Because the word says all things are working together for my good. Not for anybody's good, but for them that carry that blessing. Tonight, you are carrying that blessing anew. In the name of Jesus. I say you are carrying that blessing anew. Number four, quickly, the blessing positions you in realms of dominion. The blessing positions you in realms of dominion. You can be a messenger, but when you carry the blessing, you dominate. Hallelujah. Quickly, how do we activate that blessing? Activating the blessings. Number one, obedience to God and righteousness. Psalm 1 verse 1 to 2. Obedience to God and righteousness. Psalm 1 verse 1 to 2. Psalm 1. Blessed is the man Did you hear that? Blessed is that man. How does that work? We are talking about how to activate the blessing now. Number one, blessed is that man that does what? Walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Verse 2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. But in verse 1, blessed is the man that does what? That walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. If you must activate the blessings upon your life, what do you do? Obey God and live a righteous life. In verse 1, it says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinner, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Who you walk, who you stand, who you sit with will determine whether the blessings will be active upon your life. For you tonight, the blessings will be active upon your life. In the name of Jesus. Quickly, Psalm 24, verse 3 to 5. Psalm 24, verse 3 to 5. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that what? Hath clean hands and a pure heart. Who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. Verse 5. He shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Brethren, righteousness. When you are right before God, when you are an upright man, what happens? You receive the blessing. Blessings cannot come to what? To a sinner. Blessings cannot be activated in the life of a man that does not live an upright life. Tonight, the grace to live in righteousness, the Lord will give to you in Jesus' name. The Lord will give to you in Jesus' name. Crookedness kills the blessing. Crookedness, that if you pray from now to tomorrow, you walk all from now to tomorrow, no matter how much you pray, you fast. If you don't abstain from a life of sin, a life that is not straight, you cannot activate that blessing in your life. A life of crookedness is not a life that attracts the blessings of God. You work in an organization, you are opportune to be the person in charge of expenses. They expense 3,000 naira worth of something, and then you were able, we thank God, via your negotiating power, you were able to negotiate it to 2,005. If you do not tell the organization that you bought it for 2,005, you pocketed the 500 naira thinking it's because of your negotiation power, you are not straight. That blessing of 500 naira is the best you will ever have, not knowing that that might just be a test of what better things that God might have in store for you. Look at the life of Joseph. Joseph was tested, he was tempted. Potiphar, pretty Potiphar's wife. If he had fallen, that he would have been the best house boy. Or the best mistress. He would have been the best house boy the madam could ever have. But not knowing that, he could have had the entire throne to himself. Hallelujah. The devil always tries to paint something so that he can deprive us of the greater blessing ahead of us. The Lord will help us tonight. In the name of Jesus. Quickly, number two, how do we activate the blessing? The practice of tithing and giving. Tithing and giving. Malachi chapter 3, verse 10. Tithing and giving. Tithing and giving. Malachi 3:10. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Did you see that? How can you activate the blessing? Pay your tithes. Bring ye all the tithes. It doesn't matter how much you work. If you work from now to next year, if you are not a tither, you cannot carry the blessing. If you are not a tither, you are exempted from the blessing. You know, some people will tell you, God does not use calculator. If your income is 10,000 naira, or you tell God you will pay it later, every income that comes to you, whether somebody gave you a gift of cash, or whether it is earned, whatever money comes to your hand, pay your tithe. You know, there's a difference between paying and giving. Pay is pay, it's debt you owe. You pay NEPA bills. You pay utility bills. You don't give utility bills. If you give utility bills, if NEPA billed you 5,000, you can get there and give them 500 naira. They will slap you. They say, look, oh God, you can come and disconnect the lights. Why? Because you are asked to pay. It's a debt. You must pay it. Tithes are to be paid, not to be. Offerings can be given. Oh, you can give in a commensurate whatever you have per time. That's offering. But for tithing, what happens? You have to pay. It's a debt you must pay. Hallelujah. For every who gave you that money in the first place? Is it not God? Why would you hold it back? Whatever it is. Please, if you are not a tithe payer, if you pray from now till eternity, blessings cannot come unless you key into that aspect of tithing. Tonight, the grace to be obedient, the Lord will give to us. In the name of Jesus. And you know something about tithing? Tithing must tithe consistently. If you tithe in January, you omit February. You now pray in March, oh God, the big devourer for my sake. You are not consistent. You have broken the covenant. That's it. You must be consistent. How would you feel if God gives you air in the today and tomorrow decides to hold it back, and then on Wednesday decides to release it? What happens? You are a dead meat. Dead. You'll be deader than the dry bones. Praise the Lord. You know, you have to consistently pay your tithe. Be obedient, and the Lord will help us. The grace to be obedient, the Lord will give to us in Jesus. Some people are not smiling because I said tithing, but please, it is for us to activate that blessing. Tell your neighbor, smile, oh, it is essential. So perhaps, you know, if since I talked about tithing on, your neighbor has frowned, just tell your neighbor again, tithe, oh, it is essential. It is essential. Hallelujah. Number three, existing under prophetic cover. Existing under prophetic cover. Your prophet is for your profit. In Hebrews chapter 7 verse 7, it says, and without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. Without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. In 2 Chronicles 20 verse 20b, the Bible says, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe in his prophet, and what happens? So shall ye prosper. Your prosperity lies where? In your prophet. God has placed those prophets. Believe in them. Exist under a prophetic cover. If you are not operating under any prophetic cover, some people will tell you are members of a particular church. They have a program in Mountain Sioni. You are there. Another mountain, Jerubbabel, you are there. Another mountain, Zion, you are there. Another mountain, 7 days on a something, they are there. There's nothing they are craving in all those places. As long as they are calling the same God we are calling, you can be gotten upon this particular mountain. Pastor once said that this place is even higher than a mountain, because the kind of gravel, the kind of stones that enter this place is even much more than what a normal mountain can carry. Praise the Lord. So, believe in your prophet. When you exist under prophetic cover, what you activate your blessings. And how can all you also, by his grace, pastor and myself, we also have pastors. Any man that has no pastor is a man that will soon be destroyed. If you don't have somebody instructing you, that person will soon be destroyed. You must have, pastor has once said, he said, planes fly by what? Instructions. You can walk, and if you want to walk, you can walk anyhow, right? Nobody will accuse you. If you want to walk, you just walk anyhow. You can even walk like this if you like. It's okay. Yeah, you can walk like this. That's walking. If you want to run, right, it's a personal decision. Just run. Nobody will challenge you. That's another higher level. But if you must fly, you don't fly anyhow. If you fly anyhow, 6 feet down. Praise the Lord. You fly with what? Instructions. Existing under prophetic cover. The Lord has placed a great man of God for us, and he has given, and every time they give instructions, people have been testifying, testimonies have gone forth. Whenever you exist under prophetic cover, it activates the blessing. And you know something? Existing under prophetic cover, if you must stay there, you must give honor to your prophet. By his grace, pastor and myself, we also have our pastors, and virtually every month we give to our pastors. Not because they need what we have. Not because we need what they have. Hallelujah. If your pastors are people that you must honor, give honor and value. What is value? What is honor? Honor is value in action. When you value, if you cannot be somebody talking about your pastor, for example, and say, that pastor Kuforiji, he will just be dancing like a foolish man. That's anyhow. That's it. You two, you now put him and say, don't mind him. He'll be doing as if he knows how to dance. That kind of a person that puts his mouth, what happens to him? He's a bastard. Yeah. You cannot speak ill of a prophet of God and you think you go scot-free. What happened to Miriam? Miriam and Aaron. Hello, Miriam and Aaron were siblings of Moses. Miriam was Moses' sister. So if she had a right to talk about her brother, say, my brother, the one I knew when our mother told him to go to the back and go and blame Pepe. Huh. Familiarity sometimes destroys some people's blessings. We are too familiar with your prophet, and then it hinders you from your blessing. But you know something? Miriam and Aaron were talking. They spoke ill of Moses and said, oh, is it the only one God is using? After all, we are also there. And blah, 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 blah. You know, he married an Ethiopian woman. How can he marry an Ethiopian lady? He gave us an instruction. No? You know something? Before even Moses heard, God had given instant judgment to her. She was leprous. That same Moses they were talking about, he was my sister. Oh, let's assume you have just said, oh God, I'm talking about my brother, not the prophet. In as much as he's anointed of God, you don't have a right to speak ill of him. Hallelujah. Do I make myself clear tonight? Look at Dothan, Nadan, and Abiram. They spoke ill of Moses. The ground opened up and it just were destroyed. Why? Because you cannot speak ill of your pastors. Honor them. Give to them. Your giving is not because they need it. They don't need it. Every time I'm opportune to bless my pastors, my mentor, I'm always glad I did it. I'm always glad because the blessing is for me. I'm receive blessing. I desire something from them and I'm blessed. But some of us, we just want to pastor say, I appreciate you, sir. I appreciate you, sir. Pastor Mochibi said something earlier when he was preaching. I think it was last week when he said something. Don't be collectory. Be contributory. You know, many of us don't have the habit of collectory. Like he said, it's his own English. If it's not in the dictionary, just add it. Collectory. Someone that keeps collecting all the time. All the time. Be contributing. Contributory, like he kept it. Like he put it the other time. The Lord will help us in Jesus. So honor your pastors. Give honor to them. And I tell you, by his grace, the Lord will bless every one of us here tonight in Jesus' name. Number four, existence as a blessing to others, especially to the poor. How can we activate the blessing? Existence as a blessing to others, especially to the poor. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 2. Genesis chapter 12, verse 2. God told Abraham, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing. Hallelujah. I will make of thee a great nation. Did you hear that? And I will bless thee. Why? And make thy name great. Why? And thou shalt be a blessing. God was going to bless Abraham so that he can be what? A blessing. God will give. Blessings are activated for those of them that are ready to distribute. There's something we call channels of blessing. Channels of blessing. Have you ever seen a gutter that has water in it and is not moving? After a while, what happens to that water inside the gutter? It begins to smell. Some people, they say they are stinkingly rich. May God never make me stinkingly rich. Riches that are stinking is not from God. Hallelujah. Stinkingly rich. My own riches will not be, your own riches will not be stinking in the name of Jesus. You are channels of blessing. When God blesses you, distribute. For as long as you distribute, you will keep having. Do you know something happened when God blessed the children of Israel with manna? Manna rained, and something happened when manna was raining down. God gave them instruction. Look, pack for whatever your family, you and your family will eat. Just you and your family will eat. When you pack, distribute for your family members. Alright? But some of them that were covetous, they packed more than what they could distribute for the family. The remaining one that they packed and they kept. The following day, what happened to it? It began to stank and worms came out from them. Anytime you take what blessings from God and you don't distribute, it becomes stinking. Brethren, when you are blessed, bless others. Bless others. It doesn't matter how small. Be a blessing. When God sees that you are faithful in blessing little, little, He will definitely commit more into your hands. And I pray tonight the Lord will commit much more in our hands in the name of Jesus. The Lord will commit much more in our hands in the name of Jesus. Number five, lifestyle of faithfulness. Proverbs chapter 28 verse 20. A faithful man shall abound with blessings. You can't be faithful and be void of blessings. You can't be faithful. A faithful man shall abound with blessings. Whatever your hand findeth to do, do it with what? All your might. Do it diligently. Do it faithfully. Faithful service to God. Faithfulness in your workplace. Faithfulness as a student causes you to be blessed. Faithfulness in your workplace causes you to be blessed. Whatever your situation you find yourself, be faithful. Joshua was faithful to Moses. So faithful that what happened? Moses went up the mountain to speak with God. Joshua was at the feet of the mountain for 40 days. Hello? He could have just said, Oga, Oliver, when you finish with God, come in the camp. The Lord bless you. What is saying, baby? Because of what use is he standing there? For 40 days, I want to believe, Moses went up the mountain fasting. Joshua was down at the feet. He was not in the camp where he could marry. He was in a secluded place. But what happened? Moses may not even have believed that he could be waiting for him for 40 days at the feet. 40 good days. 12 days of empowerment. Last time, you know how it is. How much more 40 days? Waiting for who now? For what now? For what? But this was a man. He was so faithful. Some people were prophesying in the camp. He was so jealous of Moses. He ran. He said, stop that, my master. No. He went to report to Moses. Look, faithfulness pays. When it was time for him to hand over the baton, he could have given it to Caleb. Every other person could have been taking it. But what? He had to give it to who? To Joshua. He was found faithful. Can I ask you a question? Can you be found faithful? Jacob and Laban. Jacob was so faithful to Laban. Even when Laban wanted to cheat him, God showed up on his death and said, no, do him no harm. Why? Because he was faithful. Faithfulness pays. Whatever you find doing, a faithful man shall abound with blessings. In your workplace, be faithful. You cannot be praying to God and fasting and be knocking your head on the wall. You are praying. Don't make life difficult for the pastors praying over you if you are not a faithful man. Faithfulness pays. In your work, whatever you do, be faithful. Stay faithful. And the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. And then the last one, lifestyle of faith. Lifestyle of faith. Lifestyle of faith. Live a life of faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, you can't access the blessings. Faith is what you need. If you have been praying for something and God has not given it to you yet, exercise faith. It doesn't mean Joseph was in the prison. He was in Potiphar's house. That he hadn't gotten to his own palace yet, or that his dream had not actualized yet, does not mean that he didn't carry the blessing. Hello? He carried the blessing, but he exercised faith as we speak it. Faith, in Hebrews, say you have to add it with what? With patience. Joseph exercised a lot of faith because he could have given up in the house of Potiphar. He could have given up in the prison. Oh, somebody even wanted to remember him. Say, please, when you get to the palace, we'll remember. Please, if not for my dream, you not be out. Just remember me. The guy forgot him completely. That's to tell you that man, when you put your hope in man, that's the end. But for you and I tonight, exercise faith. If you were to take a bus from here to London, let's assume, and the bus would probably use for 20 days to get to UK. After, let's say, 5 days, you now yawn and say, haven't we gotten there? It doesn't mean that you have not gotten there. Does not mean that you will not get there. It's a matter of time. If you keep moving, you will definitely get there. Brethren, tonight I've come to encourage you. Whatever it is you are trusting God for tonight, you carry the blessing. And tonight, more will be released. But keep moving. Keep exercising your faith. And very soon, it will actualize.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.